I want to follow up our last caller who talked about media members not asking the tough, the right, whatever kind of questions he wanted them to ask. And it was based off of Myles Garrett yesterday in talking about Deshaun Watson. And we printed up the quote he said about Deshaun Watson. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros. You can disagree with that. Myles said it. Media members, and I'm not defending the people in the room. I'm just telling you the way this works. They're there to cover a game. They're not there to get into a debate with Myles Garrett about his personal feelings about Deshaun Watson. If Myles thinks that Deshaun has been a model citizen through college and most of the pros, well, what are you going to do in a press conference after a game where the guy just blew out his Achilles? Explain why you think he's a model citizen. Well, Myles probably shouldn't have said that, okay? That's an off-the-field thing that is so open to interpretation, but that's not what the media is there for. The media is there to talk about a football game and a football player and football. And when the Browns made the trade for Deshaun Watson, everybody knew that there was baggage coming along with him. And the players have had to deal with that, and the organization has had to deal with that. Certainly Deshaun has dealt with that. And
is still dealing with it.
And is still dealing with it. We'll always deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why questions aren't brought up like that. It has nothing to do with losing media credentials, which is what everybody always says. Oh, you're going to lose your media credential. Well, if you'd like to ask those questions, go start your own website, start writing, get your own radio station, you start your own YouTube channel.
Do a podcast.
You do a podcast, do it well enough that you can get media credentials and you can go ask those questions. I'm just telling you why this is it. The media's job is not to debate the moral fiber of players on the team with other players on the team.
Unless it's entry into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I agree with everything that you've said. I'm just saying when it comes to media finds himself in that position in that one circumstance.
That might be true.
Yeah.
But that's why. So seriously, if you want those types of questions asked, you could probably get yourself into the business, if you want to get into the business, and ask those questions. Understand why media members don't. It's nothing about fearing getting your credentials yanked. It's why would you debate the moral thoughts, whatever, on a player with another player, even if he opens the door by saying something like Myles said yesterday, that Deshaun's a model citizen. That's not what you're there for. You're there to cover the game.
At least we were brought up that way. I'm not sure that all media outlets have the same ethics that we do.
And not to say that our ethics are phenomenal or whatever, but you and I were brought up, Andy, when this was journalism and not sensationalism as much as it is in this day and age.
Is it about getting in the press conference and, you know, belittling whoever's sitting up there by coming up? The problem becomes when the reporter is more important than the story. Or the reporter becomes the story.
Or the reporter is trying to make it a show.
Yeah.
And it's not a show. It's a press conference. And you ask questions. The thought is you ask questions to get answers.
Simple. We live in this world where it's look at me, look at me, look at me, selfie, TikTok, social media.
Let me thump my chest because I just asked Kevin Stefanski.
Look at me. And by the way, they probably don't even show you the answer. They're just, I asked the question. I mean, that's not, I don't know. It's what's wrong.
Just a little insight. That's what's going on there. They're there to cover a game. Myles, whether he regrets saying that, whether he's happy he said that.
I don't think he's going to regret saying it.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Because to me, that's not a question that someone asks because you're there to
cover
a game.
You're saying the follow-up question should have
been asked. The follow-up question isn't, please tell me why he's a model citizen. That's not the question. The question might be, what did he do as your quarterback that you're going to miss moving forward?
If you're there to cover it from sports, I don't think if someone said to him, hey, can you expound on that, that would have been a horrible question. It wouldn't have been. But, they're in the moment. They're trying to get their work done. And, you know, maybe if they just didn't, or maybe they were shocked by the fact that he said it, or maybe they were like, okay, that's his opinion. I need his answer. And this is where we're going with it. But I don't think it would have been horrible if somebody would have asked that. I didn't think about it until we got the phone call, you know, but it wouldn't have been the end of the world if somebody said, hey, can you expound on that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Rob is in Massillon, home of the Tigers. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's
hey, Rob.
Today?
How are you?
Or the Jackson Polar Bears.
I live in Perry, actually. It used to be the Perry Panthers.
Well, the Perry Panthers. There you go.
Another rough Monday here in Northeast Ohio. Couple things to say. I mean, I wasn't in the stadium, but you know, in defense of the fans, I don't think the people that did do that knew right off the rip that the guy just shredded his Achilles. You know, and I'll just leave it at that. You always have those knuckleheads out there, but I don't think we should let it cover up what we've been watching the last 7 weeks. My thing is, you know, we saw it again yesterday, the constant pre-snap penalties. There were plays where guys, it looked like, they were, you know, linemen were going this way, didn't know the play call, maybe the wrong play. I don't know. Started the game. I think that was the first kick return with these new kickoff rules in the NFL this year. How you get it?
It's the longest. It was 100 yards.
Longest. I don't think it was the first. I think there was at least one more, wasn't there?
It was the longest. That was.
I mean, with these new rules, that being said, I don't even know how you return a kick like that. You know, we don't have a kicker. Quarterback, you know, last year, Stefanski made Joe Flacco look like Joe Montana. We went big, these big formations, these double tight ends formations, pounding the ball down teams' throats, and it set up, you know, these pass plays for Flacco. With his big arm, he'd get the ball down the field. My opinion, Deshaun Watson, he can't throw a dart 25 yards anymore, I don't think. He might be able to get the ball down the field on a deep throw, but I get to see him throw a dart 25, 30 yards downfield. And we changed the offense to this big, this spread shotgun formation stuff, and it's like we don't have the personnel to do it. You know, it's just very frustrating as a Browns fan. Coming into the year, all the pieces were in place. You know, we went to the playoffs with this minuscule roster. We didn't have our quarterback. We didn't have our running back. The defense, you can't really complain about the defense. You know, you got to have an offense that can score points. Fortunately, we can't do that. And just very frustrating.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you. The clearly looks, Andy, like when Deshaun was out there, his arm strength wasn't what it used to be. I think that's fair to say. I think Rob is spot on with that. If his arm strength is what it once was, well, then what's going on?
Yeah.
Because you're throwing really short patterns. You're not throwing the ball downfield. Do you not have the wide receivers who can spread the field?
Do you not have the time? I mean, there's a lot of issues.
Exactly. Do you not have the time? I mean, if Deshaun's arm was back to what it was, well, then something else was going on because he certainly didn't have a chance to show it. Dano.
Three kick returns for touchdowns this season. The longest was the Cincinnati one. There was also one by Seattle, also one by Arizona this year. Yep. So there's been three of them.
Roman is on hold. Roman, we're going to get to you in a couple of seconds. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan, folks.